I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado State University is hosting its second annual Water in the West Symposium. The symposium is underway at Gaylord Rockies. The inaugural Water in the West Symposium last year brought more than 400 leaders in water research, agriculture, policy, conservation, and education to Denver. One of those leaders was Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, who said then it would take these types of ongoing meetings to change some people's ideas about the precious, limited resource.
We can't just meet when there is a potential for a drought or we're in the midst of that. We've got a plan, and the group here at Colorado State that you're affiliated with, the planners, all the groups that are associated, it's going to take an ongoing conversation of solutions. And so there are many, many things.
Bill North, the Undersecretary for Farm and Conservation, is attending this week's symposium. This second symposium is an initial offering of the CSU Water Building, which is one of the three buildings that will make up the future CSU campus at the National Western Center. And while it appears the drought in the state will be reduced after this winter's abundant snowpack, President Trump's new budget proposal with major cuts to safety net programs could be a new stressor for Colorado ag producers and, if not on the official agenda, likely a topic of discussion among attendees. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.